Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday the 10th of April. Never in doubt, was it, as I told you. Spurs would stuff City. Like I said, Tiger Roll would win the National. If you listen here, you get all the best info. It's all coming in. Told you Tiger might win the Masters. What a fantastic evening that was. See, people think I'm negative. I absolutely loved it. I didn't think we'd win. Thought we rode our luck at times, but we played well and got the result. And I have to say, the atmosphere in that stadium for a cup game was superb. I went with my old mate Suggsy, who turned up, met him early for a beer. Funnily enough, with the racing guy I was telling the aeroplane story about. Suggsy's opening gambit to me was, as we were talking about betting, I'll tell you who's a big price tonight. And I went, who's that then? He went, Porto. I said, are they? I said, what's that then? I said, so that means one of the others must be too short then. I don't know, just the other one, they're a big price, aren't they? Well, if they're a big price, either Liverpool are too short or the draw's too short. The draw then. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just unbelievable. And then he's introduced me, Suggsy, now he hasn't yet, but we're going to meet, to his new mate, his other mate, Kevin Kelly. Now, first thing, Kevin, because I know you listen, me mum always said never trust anyone who's got two first names. So that's the starting point. Now, Kevin is a West Ham fan. Decided to get in a little bit chippy, aren't you, son? Because obviously West Ham have their cup final coming up. You know, they've gone to sleep for a few games, pretty much because they're rubbish. And old Kevin's getting all chipper about the upcoming game when we give them a sound pasting, which is one game I am confident we will win, Kevin. You'll turn up to your cup final. But it's made me think about this podcast, because Kevin, I know everything about you. You won £18.7p last night on the first trade. You won £10 odd on the second podcast trade, £10.18. Do I want to be making West Ham fans money? That is the question. I have to look myself in the mirror and say, do I want to be giving these West Ham fans the opportunity to go and buy their silly any old irons memorabilia? So I'm going to have a little think about whether we do this going forward. What else have we got? Brexit. See that Farage. I didn't see the Theresa May sitting on a couch talking to people the other day, and I watched it last night, and she is dull as dishwater. But then Farage has to come on and do a response. Why does he always have to have a pint of fucking beer next to him? Like he's trying to act as if he's one of the fucking people. The guy is a complete and utter massive bell end. And anybody who follows him, irrespective of your views on Brexit, you really need to have a look at yourself. The guy's taken more money out of the EU than most of you will earn in a lifetime. Sits there doing absolutely naffle. Never turns up. Completely unelectable. Can't get elected in this country because he is an absolute bellend. And he sits there talking away with his pint of fucking beer. Oh, he drives me fucking mad. I've said before, I met him once. He is an absolute bellend. And then you've got the other one, Rees-Mogg. Equally as much of a nauseating little individual, isn't he? You know, sits there earning his multi millions in his investment funds out of what's happening with Brexit. And then says, oh, well, if we're going to stay in, we might as well have a little stamp up and down. Well, why don't we just stay in? And if we've got the ability to have the stamp up and down and get what we want, then why don't we? Anyway, that's just that out. I was just catching up on the news because I couldn't sleep last night because I was so excited because we gave them old City boys a beating. No, good. It sets it up nicely for next week, doesn't it? It does set it up nicely for next week at Man City. I'm still not going to say we'll go through, but I think it was the best result for the tie for next week. If you're a Spurs fan, obviously. If you're a City fan, it wasn't. Tonight we've got Ajax Juve. I think Juve are a massive price at 2.54. I think Juve are a huge price. Ajax beat Real Madrid, but Real Madrid have been in turmoil. Juve for me are probably the second, third best team in Europe at the moment. I think they're a fantastic team. And 2.54, I think, is a massive price for them tonight, from what I've got. And I then think Barcelona at 2.1 are equally big. I do not get that price at all. I know it's Man United. I know it's Old Trafford. I think the buzz of Solskjaer is going to start to wear off. You know, They lost to Wolves. I just think both the away teams tonight are good value. If if I was pointing you towards a bet, I think, whether it's a back to lay or whatever, the 2.5 for Juve and the 2.1 Barca, for me on my numbers, are both way overpriced. Of course, doesn't mean they're going to win, but I just think they're way overpriced. Let's give you a couple of football trades. I have got a couple of football trades. Brentford versus Ipswich. If it's gonna give it till sort of 30 minutes, if it's 0-0, it'll be the lay under 0.5 first half goals, and then I will look to, if there's no goal by half time, enter the 1.5 market. So sort of 30 minutes, 0-0, drip lay under 0.5 first half goals. If it's 0-0 at half time, go into the over 1.5 market, back it 45 minutes, and then have another go at 65 minutes if it's still 0-0, and trade from there. And Millwall QPR, firstly, I think Millwall are a decent price at 204. QPR in disarray, they've sacked poor old Steve. That man's had some jobs, hasn't he? Oh, Jesus Christ. Steve, how did he get the England job? What was going on, for fuck's sake, there? How can flipping Brian Clough, when you look back, not get the England job, and fucking Steve McLaren did? Honestly, and this idiot we got now. Anyway, Millwall. So Millwall, I think they're decent price, 204, but it'll be another one. 10 minutes in, back in over 2.5 goals, so it's 206 at the minute. Sort of let it get 10 minutes, 0-0. That'll be up around the 2.2 mark, and then I would start backing that over the next 15 minutes, 10 to 25 minutes, and trade it from there. That's Millwall QPR. I think there may be a few goals there this evening. Cue the 0-0. Right, we move on to the club championship. It is... the Masters, of course. I know a lot of you are excited and had an absolute nightmare last night. Me, Suggsy, and my brother decided to walk to the from the ground to Tottenham Hale Station. It's about a mile and a half walk with my brother's boy. And I brought up the subject of the Masters being the Open. I hadn't broached it to my brother, but me and my brother have been to a few Open Championships together, so I thought it was an absolute certainty to say the Open. So walking down the road, and I said, so what do you think's the best golf tournament of the year? He said, well, I like the Open, but I'd have to say the Masters. I mean, fuck, there you are, Jeff, fuck my life. The one banker I had there, I think Suggsy might have tapped him up before the game. It is the Open. Get over it there. You're going to watch your club championship and some pretty flowers over the next few days, and we will enjoy it. Of course we will. Right, so let's run through the runners and riders. Now, I've been through this morning, done my figures, and I'm not going to talk about the players I've discounted. So if I don't mention someone, I've discounted them on price. For example, Rory, I've discounted. I just think he's way too short. I could never, ever back him at that price. Mickelson, I've discounted because I think it's more, I'd love to see him win, but it's more like a fairy tale win than I think he's likely to now. So I've gone through and I've discounted people. And my short list is... this so far before I get to my bets. So I've got about 15, 16 golfers on a short list. Some you can discount in the club championship because they're letting the likes of Langer and Couples come back and take the spots of decent people just because they want the old people banging it round. Right, we've got Casey. He's currently 32 on Betfair. Got to have a chance, but he's somebody for me in the right in the thick of it. Probably I wouldn't want to pin my colours to. Jason Day got over his health issues, currently at 36 on Betfair, coming in quite good form. Seems a little bit sort of under the radar at the minute, the way he's playing, and he's had back issues and the vertigo problem, but he's right. If he's looking good, I think he'll be right there at that price. DeChambeau played well there as an amateur, obviously playing well, has won in Dubai this year. Had a red hot record sort of over the last 8 months or so, 40. Finau, who the golf guru put up last week, I can't remember the price, I haven't got time to dig the spreadsheet out, but he put him up as an anti-post bet. He's 60. Danger of not fulfilling his promise, Finau. He looked, like he might be riding there, but 60 is a bit big. Fleetwood at 32, I think, is a great Brit. Of course, should suit him. Hits the right shape of ball. I'd much rather be on Fleetwood at 32 than a Rory at 9. Fowler 21, it's a good price, but another one, you know, he keeps knocking, but you know, a lot of these players, they keep knocking, eventually they get there. Mickelson took a while to win one. Great record. Dustin, obviously, 12.5. again, I couldn't have Rory at 9 and Dustin at 12.5. Dustin's, you know, all round game, suits it. If he's arrived there, having won this year, got a great chance. Kupka, major specialist, what is it, won 3 out of the last 6, is it? 3 out of the last 5, 3 out of the last 6. Perhaps been a bit quiet this year, but you know, he's one that he knows how to win, and if he gets up there and gets his nose in front, then he'll be difficult to dislodge. Molinari, obviously, got to have an opportunity. Molinari, you can't possibly rule him out the way he's been playing. Always wonder whether he's long enough to win round here, but again, he's another one at 30. You'd want to be there, as opposed to McIlroy. John Rahm, I think, has got a fantastic opportunity. If I hadn't seen that head off in the WGC, I'd have been really bullish about Rahm. Does worry me when I see, I know sort of the Spaniards can have that sort of passion, but this is a golf course that you do need to keep your head on going round. And if he does keep his head, then, you know, he's got the game to get round here, certainly. Justin Rose, again, how can you back Justin, not back Rose at 15.5 if you're going to back McIlroy at the 9? I just don't get it for me. Rose has got a great record round here, second twice, probably the informed player of the last couple of years, rock solid consistency. But Spieth at 28, you know, he hasn't been playing well, but he's won here twice. If he pitches up and can find a way to keep the ball in play, he's going to have a chance. Not one I'd be lumping on, but he's one I would, you know, put on the short list, as I say. Similar, Bubba, won round here twice, did okay last week at 40. You know, got to have a chance, Bubba. He can do anything with a golf ball, move it either way. Got to have a chance. And the other one is a form player, is Xander Schauffele. Has been playing well again over the last 12 months, has won. Whether he's got enough to win this, I don't know, but at 48 I had him a little bit big. So that's my short list and my sort of reasons why for the players at the top. I got 3 of them wild cards. By wild cards I mean bigger prices. Siwoo Kim has been playing well on the PGA Tour for a while now. He is 180 on Betfair. He was 24th last year. You know, he's better than that price. He is much better than 180. Kisner's 150, maybe a bit short to get round here, but the way he's been playing, you know, short hitters have won round here. Zach Johnson's won it twice. Won it round here. Mike Weir won round here. You know, you've got an opportunity, and the way Kisner's been playing, again, he should not be 150, and not quite as big, but a golfer I like. I keep sort of going back to him, thinking he will win a major, is Leishman. I think Mark Leishman at 60, you know, he's up there with me with the sort of level of DeChambeau, maybe should be around that price. Knocked on the door in majors. I think his short game's been a bit of a struggle for him, which obviously you're going to need round here, and I would imagine that's why he's so big. But if he does happen to have a good ball striking, we can get it up and down, you know, a bit better, then he could, you know, he's got a chance to be there. So from all that, obviously you can't back all these golfers, so you have to pin your colours to some. So for the 3 wild cards, I'm having a small amount on all of them. Siwoo, Kim, Kisner and Leishman. 180, 150 and 60, all with a view to trading. So they are 3 that I am getting involved with. And then of the ones I mentioned in the sort of main shortlist, I am backing Day at 36. I am backing Fleetwood at 32. I've already backed Finau as per the Golf Guru, so I'm going to leave that off the exchanges. So I've got Day at 36, Fleetwood at 32. And then I'm going to back Fowler at 21 and Rahm at 19.5. So I'm backing four out of that shortlist. Day, Fleetwood, Fowler and Rahm. They're my four against the field. I'm going to hopefully get them up there and they'll be... I'll only trade them if they're looking like a chance of winning it. The wild cards, the Woo Kim Kisner, obviously, if they can get off to a decent first round or whatever and shorten up, then I'll have a look. But these are the players I'm backing with a view to winning it: Dave Fleetwood, Fowler, and Rahm. So obviously, I'll only trade them if we're getting sort of closing stages and they're in at even money and below, and I can sort of secure myself a free bet. So. That is my Masters. I will, of course, update through the week. I'm actually, as I've mentioned before, I'm away for a 60th birthday. I have no idea whether I've got a TV, whether there's internet. It's all been booked by my sister-in-law, so I've absolutely no idea what the plan is until I get there on Saturday morning early. But I will obviously find a way somehow to obviously keep all the website up to date, do a podcast, and hopefully be able to watch a bit of the golf, and I will be and update you as you go on. So that is it for me on the golf. It's Dave Fleetwood, Fowler and Rahm are my main bets, four players, and then the wild card, Siwoo Kim, Kisner and Leishman, all with a view to trade. Obviously you follow that at your own peril if you do want to get involved, and you may have your own ideas, and on the Golf Guru email hasn't arrived yet. I imagine he'll be sending out more selections than just fee now later today. So have a great, what is it, Wednesday. Enjoy the Champions League games tonight, and I will be back tomorrow. It's a quiet day tomorrow. There's a bit of that Thursday night football in there, a couple of tin pot teams in that. Not many people really show any interest in that, do they? But that's on, so I'll have a look at that. I'll lower myself to have a look at the old tin pot garbage tomorrow, and then I will be back on Friday, obviously, with the full weekend program. But have a great Wednesday, and I'll speak to you in the morning.